We continue 8 lines down from the top on Yudam and Aleph. The Gemara before spoke about the source for the 6-year delay in the counting from the Greek period, where the Greeks took over in the year 386, or 386 years before the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, but we only count from the 6th year, in other words, 380 years before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara then had a story on Yudam and Aleph about this shtar, which was written, seemed to have been postdated. It was written 6 years later. Nevertheless, therefore the Gemara wanted to suggest that we can't collect from encumbered property until we wait until the document becomes due in 6 years. And the Gemara responded, Rav Nachman said that no, the sofer who wrote that date in the shtar, he was dating it from the year 386. He was counting from when Rome even captured Elam, not before their entire hold on their empire took hold. So now the Gemara continues with this line of thinking, questioning whether the document is in fact really a shtar me'ucher, as they originally thought. Maskev l'Rav Acha bar Yaakov, mimai de la Malchus Yavan meninan. Who's to say that we count from Malchus Yavan, or particularly in this case before, that with this shtar, that they were counting from Malchus Yavan, 386 years from before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, Dumal Yitzias Mitzrayim meninan. Maybe we count from the Exodus of Egypt. What's the significance of counting from the Exodus of Egypt? Well, it says the Gemara, v'shavke l'alfa kama v'nakte alfa basra. They dropped the 1,000 year, the fact that it was from the second millennium, and they just started counting 380, but it's really 1380 instead of 380. What do you mean? And Rashi explains that Yetzias Mitzrayim was actually 1,380 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. That being the case, perhaps when they mentioned 380, when they mentioned those dates, they're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim, not counting from the beginning or even 6 years into the Greek Empire. And if the count begins from Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the fact that this shtar in the previous Gemara was dated 6 years later, that means it was in fact a post-dated shtar, and not that it was the sofer who was writing from the beginning of the Greek Empire 6 years before it took hold. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman, Bagola ein monin ela malcha yevanim bilvad. So Rav Nachman responds to Rav Acha and says that in the diaspora, we only counted based on the Greek Empire and 6 years into it. So who suffered the Kamadchile? Rav Acha thought that he was just pushing him off. He didn't want to engage him in a serious conversation. He just wanted to push him off to move on. But Nafak Dak V'Ashkach, eventually Rav Acha himself looked into the matter and he found a source supporting Rav Nachman's claim, the Tanya, Bagola Ein Monin Ela L'Malcha Yevanim Bilvad, that in the diaspora we only count from the Greek Empire. Ravina, and then Ravina furthermore says, Masnisa Nami Deka, we have a Mishnah which supports this idea in Rosh Hashanah, Tetnan, Be'echad Benisan, Rosh Hashanah Lo Malachim B'Lurgalim, that on the first day of Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah for kings and for holidays. Va'amrinan Lo Malachim L'may HaGazo, what's the significance of being a Rosh Hashanah for Malachim? Amrav Chista L'Shtaros. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that with regards to dating in documents, Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Nisan, has significance for dating the document. Every Nisan will be a new year, and therefore they have to date it as such in those documents. Utnan, we have another Mishnah, which states, Be'echad V'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim U'L'Shmitin, that on the first day of Tishrei, it's a Rosh Hashanah for the years and for Shemitah. V'Amrinan L'Shanim L'May HaKhazah, so what's the significance of being a new year? V'Amr Rav Chista, the same Rav Chista says, L'Shtaros. It has to do with documents, that every Tishrei, a new year, we start counting a new year. Well, hold on a second. You just told me it was in Nisan where you start counting a new year. Now you're telling me it's in Rosh Hashanah that in the documents you count a new year. Well, which one is it? Says the Gemara, Kasha Shtaros HaHadari. This whole idea of Shtaros, Echad B'Nisan or Echad B'Tishrei, it's contradictory. U'mishninan, so how do we resolve the contradiction? Kan L'malchei Yisrael, Kan L'malchei Ovdei Kochavim. One is referring to the Jewish kings, and one is referring to the non-Jewish kings. For the non-Jewish kings, the count begins in Tishrei. So any document which is going based on the non-Jewish kings, then that calendar year, which is going to be changed, is going to change based on the month of Tishrei. However, if you're counting based on or referring to the king, the year of the reign of a Jewish king, then you would do it based on the month of Nisan. Va'anan, says the Gemara, Va'anan hashda mitishrei minyanan. We count from Tishrei. Well, if we count on Tishrei, then count from Tishrei, then clearly we're following the count of the non-Jews, which means we're following the count of the Greeks. V'isal continues the Gemara, Mitzrayim. If you would think to say that we count from Yitzias Mitzrayim, then Minisan Boilimimni, then we should be counting from Nisan, but clearly we're not. So the fact that we're counting from Tishrei, Elalav Shmamina, you see a proof from here, Lamalcha Yevanim, Minyanan. Clearly we are counting from the Greek Empire. So again, we began the Gemara questioning whether the 380 counts is from the when the Greek Empire took hold, or maybe it was actually from the Yitzias, from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was exactly 1380 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, so it's 1,000 years before the Greeks took over in earnest. And nevertheless, we said no, the count always begins or counts from the 6 years into the Greek Empire.